The Symphony of Emotions. In the grand overture of our professional lives, emotions dance like a mesmerizing symphony, creating an enchanting tapestry that colors every note of our career journey. Amidst the diverse array of sentiments, three resplendent harmonies that stand out are pleasure, joy, and happiness. We all want to be happy. Shaurya, a young man who lived in a bustling city, seemed to have it all. That is, success, wealth, and prestige. Despite his outward appearances of happiness, Shaurya often found himself feeling empty and disconnected from the world around him. Shaurya had everything a man could ever have imagined to possess, but yet it made him feel like he had nothing. One rainy evening, as Shaurya hurried through the crowded streets, he stumbled upon a small bookstore tucked away in a quiet corner. Intrigued, Shaurya stepped inside and was immediately captivated by the cozy atmosphere and the smell of old books. As Shaurya wandered through the aisles, his eyes fell upon a weathered volume titled The Symphony of Emotions. Curious Shaurya picked up the book and immediately began to read. The pages in the book Symphony of Emotions were filled with stories of happiness and sadness, joy and sorrow, all woven together like a note of a beautiful symphony. As he read, Shaurya realized that his own life was missing the depth and richness of these emotions. But Shaurya was determined to explore the complexities of happiness and sadness. Shaurya embarked on a journey of self-discovery. Shaurya also sought out new experiences. He started to travel to far-off lands and also forged meaningful connections with the people he met on his journey. Along the way, he encountered moments of pure joy and bliss, like sunsets over the ocean, laughter with friends, and the warmth of love in many forms. Everything seemed to be all okay till the time he felt happy. But on his new journey, Shaurya also experienced moments of profound sadness, loss, heartbreak, and the ache of loneliness. With so many moments of sadness and grief, Shaurya yet experienced and learned to embrace the full spectrum of humans' emotions, understanding that they were all essential part of human experience. Shaurya started experiencing life in a very different way when he understood the real symphony of human emotions. Shaurya also realized that sadness is as much as part as happiness holds in our life. He also learned that we should not see emotions in happy or sad way. Indeed, he learned that we should deal with each emotion, whether happy or sad, in a right way, in order to strike a balance in our life. As the years passed, Shaurya's heart grew lighter and his spirit more resilient. He discovered that true happiness was not found in the absence of sadness, but in the richness of life's experiences, that is, the highs and the lows, the triumphs and the challenges that we all face in our life at some point or the other. In this journey, Shaurya also learned that each experience definitely teaches us something in our life, that is, how to deal with it in our life on a day-to-day basis. After years, Shaurya walked through the same streets as he had done years before. The streets were crowded like they were years back, but Shaurya no longer feared sadness, but instead Shaurya welcomed it as a reminder of the depth of his capacity to feel, for he had learned that happiness and sadness were not opposites, but they were intertwined threads in the tapestry of life, each adding its own color and texture to the masterpiece of his existence. Just like Shaurya did, we should also learn and handle the symphony of various emotions in our lives.